But officer, it wasn't my fault. Really, it wasn't. All I did was drop my husband off to work at his new job. And you can't arrest me for that. You just can't. Why, the humiliation would kill me. And he would probably lose his job, too. And besides, I didn't really do anything. All I did was flash my boobs at him as he left the car. And it was really quick. And I was sure nobody saw me. And it's not my fault that the taxi cab driver was following so close that he happened to see me and then ran his taxi up over the curb and into the dental office building. You should probably arrest him instead for, you know, tailgating or something. And it certainly wasn't my fault that the dental hygienist got startled when the building shook after the taxi driver ran into it and her hand shook while she was cleaning that guy's teeth. I mean, it is perfectly understandable how her hand would slip and gouge his gums with her dental pick. He didn't lose any teeth, did he? And it was just a natural reflex action that he chomped down on her fingers as she was mutilating his gums. She's going to be okay, isn't she? I mean, hand surgeons are doing all sorts of wonderful things these days, and she probably won't mind a few days off work anyway. Kind of like vacation. In fact, I'm the one who ought to sue somebody. That brick fell right off the dental building when the taxi driver ran into it. It hit me right on my noggin. It feels like half my brains fell out. Look at my head. Am I bleeding? Can you see anything in there? No? Nothing there? Thanks. So, I don't think you should arrest me. Can't we talk about it? You know, discuss the matter. I mean, I would do anything, and I mean anything, so as not to be arrested and have my name spread all over the newspaper and have my husband be embarrassed and possibly lose his new job. I mean anything. And I'm sure that a big, tall, strong, handsome, sexy man like you wouldn't want that to happen, now would you? I mean, just look at me. A beautiful woman such as myself, with a large bosom. Well, I can't help it if men stare at me. Why, you're staring at me yourself. And by the way, if you want to look me in the eyes, they are about 12 inches higher than where you're looking at right now. You're looking at my tits, aren't you? Just like that crazy cab driver was. Here, let me show you what I did. Kind of reenact the scene of the accident. Isn't that how all you policemen talk? I will show you how I flashed my husband my tits. It's not like I flashed the whole world or anything, just my husband. We're newlyweds, and I just wanted to tease him. So all I did was lower my purple knit elastic top down over my tits, like this. Then I unhooked the front clasp of my purple bra, like this, and my tits just popped out. Nothing I could do about it. And it was over with in a flash. Nobody would have seen anything if it hadn't been for that crazy taxi driver. You know, you should really give him a ticket for tailgating. He was following way too close. And all he got was a few cuts and abrasions on his face. And I'm sure that once his broken nose heals up, he'll be able to breathe okay again. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. My tits are hanging out. Officer, are you listening to me? Are you paying attention? My eyes are up here, not down there. These are just average tits. You know, for us curvy, full-figured women. And I can't help it if my nipples get so big and hard with you staring at them like you are. And are you sure nobody can see us back here in this alley? I mean, I am really glad that you haven't taken me downtown to headquarters yet or anything, but this alley isn't the most official-looking place to be doing an accident interview. But I guess you know what you're doing. Now, as I was saying, my size 42 D-cup tits aren't anything special. Why, if you were to put your big hands on them and cup them, I'm sure you would agree with me. Let's try it. Put your big hands on them. Nobody can see us in here. Do it. Cup my big tits with your big hands. See? Hardly any of my tit flesh escapes, and you have covered them completely with your big hands. And I bet I know something else that's big, too. Your cock. I can see the bulge in your pants. Is that for me? Did I make your cock all big and swollen like that? You can't possibly leave this alley in that condition. Why, people would stare. And then you would be the one who would be embarrassed, especially with that wet spot on your pants. And you might even get arrested yourself, you know, for indecent exposure or something. Did I cause that wet spot? I bet that's pre-cum. And it looks like you have a lot of it. Would you like me to lick it up for you? Just like, you know, one good turn deserves another. I lick up your pre-cum and you don't arrest me. I think that sounds fair, don't you? Here, let me unzip your pants. And reach in here. And let's see what kind of a weapon you carry around with you. I see that you don't wear a gun or a badge. That must mean that you work undercover. And I'm so glad that you got to me before all those other cops arrived at the scene with their sirens blaring. Why, nobody can find us back here in this alley. Nobody can bother us. Nobody can watch us. Nobody can see me reach my hand in here and touch your cock. Caress it. Stroke it with my hand. It feels so big. Let's pull it out so I can see exactly what I'm dealing with here. Oh my God, your cock is huge. Why, I can barely get my little hand around it. Do you like that? The way I'm stroking you? And the head is so wet with pre-cum. Now, what are we going to do about this? I can't possibly let you leave this alley with your cock out of your pants and so hard and throbbing, and me with my tits all out of my top, just hanging loose. Do you like squeezing my tits while I stroke your cock? Would you like me to do more than stroke it? Maybe you would like me to suck it, to suck the head. There's a crate I can sit on behind this dumpster, and you can play with my tits while I suck your cock. I like licking it. I like licking my husband's cock, too. But I'm sure he won't mind me licking your cock, seeing as how it will get us out of this jam we're in. Do you like feeling my tongue on the head as I stroke you with my hand? Up and down. Up and down. Do you like feeling my tongue swirl around your head as I stroke you? I think you do. I can tell by the smile on your face and the way your eyes are closed. Do you like it when I lick your shaft? I bet you really like it when I lick your balls. Yeah, hold them for me so I can get them in my mouth and suck them. Your balls are so full of cum. They're full of cum, aren't they? Cum just for me. Just for Kitty. You know, officer, I wouldn't do this just for anyone. But seeing as how we kind of have a deal, well, would you like to fuck my mouth? Would you like to stick your big, fat, hard cock in my mouth and fuck me with it? Would you like to see how much of your hard, swollen cock I can take? Would you like to see how far down my throat I can take you? Nobody can see us. Here, hold my long brown hair out of the way and let me see how much of your cock I can take into my mouth. Wow, that was quite a bit. But I still couldn't take it all. Let's try again. Let's see if you can get it all the way inside my mouth. Officer, you're getting so big and hard and swollen. Are you going to come for me? Are you going to come for Kitty? Would you like to fuck my tits? I see you staring at them. Let me hold them together, and you can stick your cock in the tit tunnel I make, and you can just fuck your cock into my tits. Yeah, just like that. My tits are enveloping your whole cock. All I can see is the head as it pokes through my tit tunnel. Do you like fucking my tits? It's so naughty and dirty. Why, I don't even let my husband fuck my tits. No siree. Just you, officer. Do you like it when I lick the head of your cock as it pops through the end of my tit tunnel? You can fuck them faster. They won't break. In fact, you're making my nipples so hard right now. Just thinking about your big cock and seeing it as you fuck my tits. My big, fat 42D cup tits. Do you like it when I lick your head? Do you want to fuck my mouth again? I want you to. I want to feel your big, hard cock in my mouth again. I want to taste your pre-cum. I want to lick it off the end. There's so much of it. And my face must be a mess by now. Your pre-cum all over my face. My makeup running down my face. My eyes all watery from you shoving your big fat cock down my throat. Where would you like to come? Do you want to spray my tits with your cum? I can tell you're close. Or do you want to come in my mouth? Do you want to fuck your big, hard cock in my mouth? Do you want to keep shoving it in my mouth and making me choke on it? I make you come down my throat? Or you just want me to stroke your shaft while I suck the head and make you come that way? How do you want it, officer? Officer, you just came in my mouth, and there was so much cum, I swallowed it. I couldn't help myself. There was just so much, and you're still spurting. My lips, my cheek, my neck, my tits, my nipples. I'm such a mess. Officer, you made a big mess on me. And I don't know how I will ever explain it to my husband when he gets home. He sees my purple top and bra ruined and all this dried white cum on it. Cum that isn't his cum. But it was worth it because now you're not going to arrest me. What? Why are you laughing? I'm the one that's a mess, not you. It's not that funny. Stop laughing. Let me in on the joke. What? You say you're not a cop after all? That you're a government chicken inspector? And that you just happened to be across the street and saw the whole accident and decided to play a trick on me? Well, did I pass inspection? And does that mean you're not going to arrest that terrible, crazy taxi cab driver?